Well, good morning, everyone. This is Tony and Debbie from Atlanta, Georgia, and welcome to the Saturday morning call, and good to hear your voices again. As a lot of you know, we just got back from our trip. We had an awesome time, and we're glad to be home, though. Looking forward to seeing our kids and grandkids over the weekend here. As a lot of you probably know, family's everything, even though traveling is great when you go around the world, and that's what exactly enables you to do when you don't have a regular job or a business that owns you. So thanks for jumping on this morning. It's great to be back with you guys, and Deb and I are going to share a couple things with you, as long as we're not too jet lagged. We got back late last night, and but we're feeling really great. We're ready to go. So, Deb, you're on the back line, I'm assuming?
I am here, yes.
And you're awake? Yeah, that's good.
I am fully awake, and I'm raring to go, yep.
We are raring to go. We're pumped up and ready to go. People asked me earlier, do you need to sleep? Not really. We'll do that when we're dead, but we're raring to go. So we're going to share some things with you this morning. Hopefully it'll inspire you a couple of things that we mentioned. If not, there'll be another great call next week. So, Deb, I'm going to hand it over to you, and then I'll come back and wrap it up.
Wow, thank you. Well, we did get some good sleep last night, and I'm definitely excited to be home, but we have just been on a six-week trip, for those of you that don't know, to Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji, and it has been a trip of a lifetime. When we found out just over a year ago that we were going to be down in Fiji for a couple of weeks helping a friend down there, we realized that this was our opportunity to tack on a few extra weeks and check some things off of our bucket list that we so badly wanted to do. So that's what we did. And it has truly been a great time. We've had a lot of joy, a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. It's been incredible. We've been exploring new parts of the world, exploring new peoples that we've never met before. We've overcome fears from time to time, especially mine, a fear of heights. I've climbed things that I wouldn't normally consider doing. But it's been very exciting. We've observed different peoples. Those in poverty, those living in remote areas, those living a very different lifestyle than what we're used to here in the USA. And, meeting people that are incredibly wealthy, living an amazing lifestyle. But we've met so many people from so many different walks of life that it's naturally been a time for us to step outside of our regular day-to-day lives and to be able to focus on what we are doing in our lives and where we want to go in the future. Also, most importantly, to focus on what's really important to you, what tugs at your heartstrings. And I'm encouraging you this morning. I know most of you on this phone call probably aren't at the point in your Shackley business or in your lives right now to be able to take a six-week vacation around the world such as we've done. But you, all of you, are able to take a little retreat or a reprieve in your lives. And I encourage you so much to do that because I fully understand, after doing what we've done in the last few weeks, the importance of stepping outside your life, evaluating what's really, really important to you, where you are in your life right now. Are you, where you expected to be? Have you achieved some of the things you've wanted to? And where do you expect to go or want to go in the next few years? So, talking about people that are really busy in life, because most of us are, I encourage you right now to get off the crazy carousel of life. If only just for a few hours, remove yourself from your crazy life just for a few hours and reflect on your course through life. Now, you can do this alone, or with a significant other, maybe with some of your family members that are really, you're really close to. But I encourage you just to get out of the noise of life right now and write down some of the accomplishments you've already achieved that have brought you satisfaction, that have made you fulfilled in your life. Write those down because those are things that are close to your heart right now. Those are things that really, really matter to you. And also on that same piece of paper, write what further accomplishments you would like to have in your life ahead, whether that's in 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years? And then also, what do you need to do in your income life, in your everyday life, to achieve those kinds of things? And maybe how can Shackley be a part of those things? We understand, and Tony and I understand even more than ever now, after meeting the happy Fijians, who are not wealthy by any standard in the world. They really are living on the poverty line at best, but they are a very happy race of people. And we kind of looked into what makes them happy. And really what we saw was they had some freedoms in life. They had some joys in life that we don't always see in the civilization that we live. They have they appreciate the beauty of this world, and Tony and I've definitely done that in the last few weeks. But they also appreciate their families, and they celebrate life on a daily basis. So in the world that we're in now, in order to be able to have the time to do that, to be able to reflect and enjoy life, we have to have some time, right? And we understand that happiness is not all about money. It's about the quality of life and living it to its fullest. Doing what you are really created for. Doing what you're living within your gift. However, creating a significant source of income, of residual income specifically, can take off the pressure of daily and monthly activities that you have to do to create an income. So I encourage you right now to think strongly about developing a residual income in your life. And guess what? Shackley can be that vehicle that can produce that for you. And I don't know whether in your life that's going to be $500 a month, whether it's going to be $5,000 or $10,000 or more a month that you need to create. That's up to you to decide what you need to do. But I encourage you to think about the value of having that residual income coming in month after month. In fact, we were just talking with a couple the other day that they said just an extra $500 a month would make a huge difference in their lives. It would take off the stress that they feel every month from the finances that they're trying to pull together. It will allow them to have their kids in activities that are important to them. It would allow them to be able to purchase the type of foods that they want to be eating every day that are healthy for them. $500 can make a huge difference on a monthly basis to somebody's life. So work out what it is that you need and how in the months and years ahead you're going to be able to do that. You know, $500 a month, we think that is nothing much. That's $6,000 a year. But over 10-year periods, that's $60,000. Now we're talking quite a bit of money when it's on a monthly basis. So let's think about what you need to do. So we are very excited to be back here right now. We're very eager to start on the next chapters of our lives. And we know that having our Shackley business is a huge, big, important part of that because it gives us the freedom to do what we know we need to do in the years ahead. So write down your goals. Take your little reprieve from the crazy carousel of life right now. And in your retreat time that you have, whether it's an hour, whether it's a day, or maybe even a weekend, some of you can stretch to, take that time to really think seriously about what you have achieved in life, where you're going, and what you want to achieve in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Because life is, there's only one run through life. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is our lives, and this is the time to make your life matter and do what you were created to do. So with those big thoughts, I'm going to hand you back over to Tony now and let him give you some of his perspectives on where we're going and what the Shackley business means to us. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Deb. So great stuff. And, you know, some of you probably on the call, you're thinking like, you know, it's hard to relate to 6 weeks. Well, it was for us back, you know, 30 years ago when we arrived in America with $400 and four suitcases and no job. So, you know, everybody pays a price. You know, everyone's going to pay the price down the road. And even the business owners that aren't even doing Shackley, you're going to pay the price. And I think that's where people, when they get into this type of industry, is they really don't put the effort towards their own business like they would a job or like they would a traditional business. And we saw that even overseas. And like Debbie mentioned, we saw a lot of poverty. We spent some time with kids. We try to mix it up because sometimes, you know, we complain about the stupidest things. We're in a Western hotel or a Four Seasons and the light bulb doesn't work. And then you go to a kid's school in Fiji and you get there and they're cleaning their teeth, you know, out in the open and the teacher's pouring water on their toothbrush. And it puts it in perspective. So we understand that. And, you know, we've been in a lot of places in the world and we're fortunate to do that, but everyone's going to pay the price to do that. So I wanted to just kind of finish up a little bit. One of the things that I thought about this morning, I was listening to something in on the trip, and it's amazing with technology. And a lot of you know we did some live Facebook talks while we're over there, and we connected a lot with our team on, of course, with the phones today on FaceTime and the telecommunications that we have today. It's remarkable, but sometimes we can get very confused in this industry with all the technology and what's going on and do you build debt and, you know, what does this language mean in this industry? And I was watching some guy on a video that talked about the basics. And sometimes we forget about basics. You know, this is not a complicated business. We make it complicated. And the three things he talked about, and we all know this, and a lot of us know this, but we really don't promote it. Or we forget about it, and we make life complicated. And the first thing that he talked about was using your own stuff, using your own products. I mean, if none of us bought any products, we wouldn't have a business. Nobody would have a lifestyle. Nobody would get healthier. So if you thought about that, are you using your own stuff? Or are you the type of person that says, well, really, I can't afford that. I'm going to go and buy it from Walmart. Because really, if you're not using your own stuff, it's very difficult to promote it. You know, it's hard to tell somebody that Shackley is a great business and you're not fully committed or you haven't shackleized your home. Because if you do that, I promise you, you will start talking about the products more. You will start talking about the business more. You will be more entrenched like you're the business owner. And that's kind of, you know, a very, very basic step. But are you using it? Are you really doing the business or it's your business and are you really using all of your own stuff? Are you using all the skincare? Are you using all the laundry detergents? Do you have any negative product that cleans your house in your house, a chemical in your home? Or if you said, you know what, I'm gonna kind of step over the Rubicon River and I'm gonna be fully committed here. Try it for 90 days and see what happens. So using your own stuff. And is your team using their own products? Because again, if you're taking time out of your life, away from your family, away from your kids, and you're driving the miles, or you're spending a half an hour on a webinar, and you're trying to help somebody, you know, get ahead in life, and they're not even using their own stuff, it's very difficult for me to connect with that. And so, yes, we want to give some people some grace, but my goodness me, there's people that we have in our business been in for months or even years that really they're just kind of toying with their own business, but they really want to make $100,000. But they're not even using their own stuff. So, guys, take this the right way. Are you using your own products? Check through your team or your organization and ask why are they not using it. Are they thinking these products are too expensive? Maybe they're just looking at the price. And you guys know this on here that we can explain that they're not. The value, the cost for money for value is incredible for what you get. So, number one, let's make sure that we're using our own stuff, okay? Number two, you got to talk to people. You know, sometimes we hide behind technology. I'm not saying technology is bad. I think it's great. There's a combination there between, you know, how many webinars we do and how many times we do Facebook. And that's something that Deb and I are trying to incorporate more and more and more. But I still think you have to talk to people. You can't sit behind a computer. If somebody can teach me to do that and make a multiple six-figure income without talking to anybody, I'm wide open. Please, somebody teach me how to do that. And maybe down the line, down the road, there may be a program that does that. But I truly believe that we're in a relationship business, that we're in a people business, and we have to talk to people. So are you contacting a couple people a day? I know sometimes I fall short of that, and contacting people is simple, just saying hello. It's not about trying to hammer them with Shackley. I see so many people on Facebook, they're hammering with videos on products, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that occasionally, but, you know, how much do you do that? Because some people get sick of that. I know some people probably get sick of some of the things we post. So we're very careful at what we put on Facebook or Instagram and how we do that. I know we can't keep everybody happy, but remember, you've got to contact people. I'll give you a couple of examples. We were on our trip. We were fortunate. We took a seaplane, and I've never been on a seaplane. That was one of our bucket lists. And we were in Fiji in Nandi, and which is on the west coast of Fiji. And we took a seaplane. We took off, and I was fortunate to sit next to the pilot. And there was only, seven or eight people on this seaplane. And we were going to land in some of the islands. And one of the islands that we landed in, we touched down. It's pretty awesome when you touch down on a seaplane. And so we were on that plane with another couple. And we got out of the seaplane, and we landed in a place called the Blue Lagoon. And the Blue Lagoon was the area where they filmed the movie with Brooke Shields many, many years ago in the 70s. Absolutely unbelievable place. So we got in this little boat that was going to take us to the island to lunch. And in this boat was a couple. And all we did was say, oh, where are you from? And they were spending a couple days there. And they were from New Jersey. Believe it or not, Lorena, if you're on here, they were from southern New Jersey. And so we talked to them, and it was only like a minute trip to the beach. And we asked her, well, she was a nurse. And within 60 seconds of whatever, we got a contact. We said, oh, we have natural products, because she asked us what we did. And we said, we have a natural product business. And she said, oh, my husband takes a lot of protein. Within 90 seconds, we got her name and number on our phone. We haven't seen them again yet, because we just got back, and we're going to contact them up in New Jersey. And that was 90 seconds going from a seaplane on a boat to the beach. Boom, like that, 90 seconds. Another example is we were on one of our trips. We were in Auckland, New Zealand, and we were on a bus tour. And we did a 2 or 3 hour bus tour around the city of New Zealand in Auckland. And so on that, we met a couple, and he was a, trying to think, Deb, what he was. He was in the medical business. Do you remember what he was, Deb?
Yes, he was in nuclear medicine research.
He's in nuclear medicine, that's right. And she was some kind of scientist, or she taught something. Anyway, they were from Asheville, North Carolina, and we got speaking to them, same thing. Wrote their name and number down. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that I don't know if that's going to go anywhere. But you know what? That couple or those couples, they may affect thousands and thousands and thousands of people down the road. You don't know. And so we've got to say hi. We've got to learn how to talk to people. We've got to learn on saying, hi, hello, what do you do? Not to hit him and hammer him with Shackley. We hardly talk to Shackley about these people. We just got their name and number as a contact. So how many names and numbers, you know, are you getting on a weekly basis? Because without that, you're out of business. So you have to learn to contact people and say hi and set a goal. And if you don't, you're out of business. And I was watching last night, we got home, because our time difference was so out of whack. Debbie went to sleep earlier than me, but I was up late, and I put the TV on, and I was watching a program I've never seen before. Some of you may know this. It's called Undercover Boss. And Undercover Boss is where a program where people have started businesses, but their businesses are failing in some parts. And so the bosses go undercover, and they see what's happening in their stores. And I was watching this program, and all these people that were franchisees, and they remortgaged their house, and they borrowed $100,000, and they gave it all they got, and some of them were failing, and the bosses wanted to know why, and they wanted to help them. And some of you may have seen this program, and I love entrepreneurial programs. And I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, my goodness, these people are putting thousands of dollars. They've almost lost everything. And yet the people that get involved in this industry in Shackley, they give it 5%, and I don't understand that. And we don't have the problems that they have. We don't have, you know, $20,000 in debt, or we don't have a monthly nut to crack on an overhead that has buildings, or it has machinery, or it has employees, or it has accounts payable, or it has all this stuff. We've just got to put in the time and the effort. It's just amazing to me why so many people don't see it because of fear or because of belief that they can't see this as an incredible big business. And maybe we should charge $10,000 to get in, because people may treat it more seriously. But when it's just a small amount of money compared to a traditional business, and people don't put the effort in, it's very frustrating sometimes. I know you guys know this, that people say, wow, you've got so much potential. You've got so much in you that you could do and affect people's lives, that they don't give it all they got. So So you got to talk to people and you got to treat it like a business. So the last thing is using the system or using your team or using the tools that either one of your up team members or the company has. There's so much out there. I mean, just on some of the tools that the company has come up with, the technology and the blogs that they got are pretty incredible. And I know, you know, Jim Fulford and Peggy, they're huge on technology, and they're unbelievable, much better than what I am on this. But using the tools, the technology to help you, okay, to help you grow and to help you learn. Because, again, you know, yes, you've got to dress right for success, but I'd rather people dress in flip-flops and a T-shirt and go out and show the business plan 15 times a month than dress in a suit and look good. Because the only way that you're really going to learn is you're going to learn is contacting people, sharing the opportunity, sharing the products, and talking to people. And so those three things, use the products, contact people, talk to people. You know, who do you have on your list? Using the system, using the tools, you know, are you plugged in? Are you going to the events that are coming up in your area? I know we've got a couple coming up in the next couple of months. If you're in Chicago, you know, Jennifer's got one on June 23rd, 24th. Doesn't matter who's speaking. You're just there. That's where the team meets, okay, on June 23rd, 24th if you're in that area. If you're down in the South, you know, June 16th and 17th, you know, we're going to be in Orlando in our usual event. We've got the president of the company flying all the way across country to share with us. And so I urge you to promote. How many people are you going to have at that event on June 16th and 17th? And Jennifer, our up team member, master, will be at that event also. We're working on some other people for that. So how many people, what's your target? If you're going to the event, if you're not signed up, then you're probably not going. But how many people are you going to have at that event? If you don't have anyone, then you need to be there. There's an expression we have, sometimes you need the meeting and sometimes the meeting needs you. So either way, you know, plug into events. Don't make babysitting as an excuse. We used it as a reason to build the business. And if both of us couldn't go, then the minimum one of us would have gone. So plug into the events. Don't use excuses to not go, because that really is where you grow. That's where you personally grow in the business. So, guys, I hope that helps you a little bit. I mean, we just got back. We're fired up, ready to go. And we're going to be in Nashville this week. So if you know anybody in Nashville, up there, be up there with Jess Reed, who's on the call. And Jess, hope we got him fired up there, buddy. And Kevin Crandall is going to be there with us on next Thursday night. And we'll put some details out on that. We're going to be at Stedman's coffee shop there on Thursday. And then Kevin will be there on Friday and Saturday. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys up there and around the country in the next few months. So thanks for jumping on this morning. Get this out to your team. I hope you guys have an absolutely awesome day. We're looking forward to seeing our kids. A lot of you know we've got a daughter that's expecting identical twins as well in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So we're seeing her today, and so we're excited about that. That's much more important than any of the 6 weeks we've just been on. So make sure you put things in perspective, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys. So have an awesome day. Get out there. Get after it. Set a goal. And it doesn't matter what happened last week or last month or yesterday. It only matters what happens today and tomorrow. So we really believe in you guys. And let us know what we can do to help you. We're here to help you. And all you got to do is pick up the phone. Say, hey, help. Need some help. So no problem. So God bless you. Be safe. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.